Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm. So today we have a first. We're actually going to be broadcasting live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, a whole bunch of social media channels. So we're going to give it a shot. So if you're new to Lunch with Norm, sit back, kick back, enjoy. If you have any questions, just let me know. So today we have another first. My orange background, if you can see it. And another first. We have a husband and wife team, not on the same day, but we have Kathy Burns today and we have Rob Burns, her husband, on Thursday. So Kathy's going to be talking to us about organizing your life as an entrepreneur, and Rob's going to be talking to us about some really cool video marketing. So anyways, without further ado, let me introduce my friend Kathy Burns. Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on, Norm. This is going to be a fun lunch.
It is. You have your lunch, by the way.
I have my breakfast.
Okay. I have my coffee. So, Kathy, so you are a board certified organizer, and I know that I want to know a little bit more about you, but what's something that I heard about is that this whole thing came about because you're actually a captain, right? I said this last week. As soon as you go live, it's like I can't talk. But you're a boat captain with a B. That's correct, right? And this all came about because of ocean operator license captain. Oh, ocean operator license captain. See, I can't even operate a canoe. I can't even get a license for a canoe. They don't let me on the water. But this started because you were always in these, you know, small rooms and you had a duffel bag and you couldn't get organized. And so you decided that you had to get organized or you'd go mad. Is that correct?
Well, exactly. Like when you set off to sea and you have a duffel bag, you better have everything in it that you need, because there's no turning back. You can't just hit shore and get, you know, or Amazon anything you want, you know, when you're out to sea. So it came about that I would have to be super organized when I packed. And then most importantly, when I unpacked aboard, I had to know where everything was, because when a squall hits or when something happens, you need to grab your foul weather gear. You need to know exactly where everything is. So I got used to living very small and very organized. And, you know, I've transferred that over into organizing within homes or offices, because it's really the same concept, just on a much grander scale with the home with 300,000 possessions.
Right. So you just took that idea and came up, you know, how to work with families as well as businesses.
Absolutely. What I realized, the big aha moment, I remember exactly where I was. I was in the Gulf Stream. It was night. I was thinking about everything that I had left behind on shore and realizing that none of that stuff even had any significance to me. So when I would come back to shore and I would come back to my little apartment, I would start purging immediately, because I would realize that none of it was even significant. So when it was good, you know, I'd purge. And then what that happened is it made it much easier to pack to get ready to go again, because I would go, you know, 1-2 months at a time out to sea. So, downsizing and simplifying is a magical thing. And when you're removed from your stuff, it's much easier to understand that it's not important, really. So really, it's just taking that skill set to the entrepreneurs and to the homeowners, doing the same exact thing, helping them have clarity on what's important and what's not in their life. And, you know, the average home has 300,000 possessions, which I said a little bit earlier. That's crazy. So is it stuff that we need, use, or love? I don't know. That's the discussion.
Right. So how long did it take you? First of all, you were doing this, you said, for a couple of years when you were on the ocean. When did you start the business?
I started the business in 2003. So, you know, I met a man, I fell in love, I stopped being a wanderlust person. I went from a boat captain to a travel writer, and then I wanted to settle down. So what are you going to do when you settle down? You're going to do what your skill set is. And I've been an entrepreneur for over 30 years anyhow. So for me, it made sense to help people understand that their possessions and the stuff around them really isn't as significant as they think it is, which gives them the ability to let go. And when they let go of all the fluff in their life, so to speak, then they have more freedom and they're able to live their purpose. And that's the whole sneaky thing about organizers. You know, it's not about the stuff. It's about the freedom that we can give people to do what they really want to do. And with entrepreneurs, it's so very important that they don't have the distractions laying around so that they can really focus on doing what they want to do, which is why they started their business.
And that's why I brought you on, because, you know, we talk about different types of apps that we can use to, you know, pause our inbox or turn off Skype. But, you know, there's so many other things that we can do. I just want to step back a bit and just let people know that you're not just, you know, somebody that organizes a couple of things here and there. I mean, you're very well known. You are what we call in Amazon, the gurus, right? But you are a guru when it comes to organizing, and you've been all over the place. You've had your books on Oprah. You've had them. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, basically, I've been a good alliance for a lot of magazines. Real Simple, Entrepreneur, Martha Stewart, Better Homes and Gardens loves me, Reader's Digest, because I can give them sound bites and I can give them information. When freelance writers contact me, it's very easy for me to give them a whole bunch of information that they can then translate into an article. Also, news segments are really fun for me because I've been blessed to be featured on Good Morning America really early on in my career as a successful woman-owned business. That was huge. And that just opened the floodgates for, you know, all the local TV stations and other news segments, because I can walk in and give them their bullet points in their 5-minute segment, their lower thirds, and they're done. And again, everybody, no matter who they are, needs systems so that they can live their life better. You know, without systems, it's really hard. You know, you're just caught up in the muck of your stuff, basically. So that's how that went. I've just been blessed to be part of media and to help freelance writers write their articles for these magazines. It's fun. Okay.
I bet. And the other thing too, and we were talking about this the other day when we hopped on a call, and I really wasn't expecting to be talking about this today. And it hit me how important it is to get organized. But the other thing I was wondering, when we started talking, was it more gender specific? Was it more, females doing this? Were there males? I was just saying that my son Kelsey had just gone through and reorganized everything in the house, which was fantastic. Thank you, Kelsey. But, you know, it does make things so much more easier to be able to go, oh, okay, I can go here for that. I can go over there for that. And anyways, I was just wondering if you thought that there's this persona around it where it's more for females than for men. And I know that I shouldn't say that, but is that a fact?
Well, what happens, Norm, is that females have the propensity to look at the micro, to look at the small details, and men don't have as much look at the small details. They're looking at the end game. You know, I think it comes down to the hunt and flight and flight. You know, the guy went out and gathered and had linear focus on getting the beast. The woman handled all the details around the home and, you know, she dealt with everything besides killing the beast. So I think just sociologically and the way that we've evolved, it's come to that. But, you know, I have a lot of men clients that really want to create the system so that they can, again, focus, because because, you know, focus for men is so very important, whereas women are more micro, you know, we're doing all around, we're more ADD probably, because we have so many little details happening. So, but for the men, if they can eliminate the stuff that's distracting them from killing the beast and from making the sale and from getting their success, then they're more happy. So I think a lot, there are men and women that are both my clients, you know, it just really depends on their end goal. And if they're open and receptive to listening to ways to make their life better, that's all it comes down to. Women are more used to asking for help than men as well.
Right. That's interesting. Let's get into this now and let's get some pointers. What would you do first? How would you take a look at making a checklist? What would it be?
Well, you have to start out with, when I work with people one-on-one, which I do virtually as well, it's about what's working in their business and what's not working in their business or their life. You know, either way, it doesn't matter. Like, what's working? Okay, this is working. And then that gives me an idea of how they think and how they use their space and how they use their time. And then there's always something, no matter how good we are and how successful we are, that there's things that we can tweak. So, you know, the first thing is, do you have systems running behind the scenes? Have you taken the time to implement systems that'll handle all the little stuff so that you're not, I call it getting stuck in your busyness? You know, instead of being able to get down to business, oftentimes we get stuck in that busy stuff, which is perhaps having our contact database up to date, doing QuickBooks. Maybe we hate doing bookkeeping, but we're insisting on doing our books, right? Why not just job it out? So having all those things in place allows people to have more clarity and really focus on the job at hand. So, you know, systems behind systems that are working and taking the time to do that. Oftentimes people say, well, I don't have time to get organized. Really, you don't have time not to get organized. You know, it takes time to set step back and create those systems to support you so that you can do the big stuff, you know, the big picture stuff, which is going to catapult you forward.
Okay. So I was wondering, when we were talking before, you said that there's a secret hack to creating an organized and energized life. So what's that hack?
That hack is this: set aside 1 4-hour block every single week for your big project, for your big goal. No one does this. So what happens is, if you don't have that, it takes 4 hours. When I work with clients typically one-on-one, it's always a minimum 4 hours. Because what happens if you're really focused on a project, it takes about an hour and a half to get into it. You have 2 hours there that you're just cranking it out, and then you have to have closure to wind down. Now, what happens with most people's big projects, they keep getting backburnered. They keep getting backburnered because they just don't have the time to think big and think about that big project. So with a 4-hour block, I always say same day, same time, same bat channel. You know, maybe it's Wednesday from noon to four is going to be your big project time, right? If you have that time set aside every week, think about it, that's 16 hours a month, sometimes 20 if we have 5 weeks, that you've worked on your big goal, your big end project. Because the big projects take a lot of time and a lot of resources and a lot of reflection and a lot of planning to implement. So if you have 16 hours a month where you're really working on that big thing, you'll get to it. You'll get to it very quickly. But without that, it's just kind of, I don't have time. I really wanted to do that project. I really wanted to launch or whatever, but you didn't have, you know, you kind of, if you willy-nilly it and you do, oh, I'll do 15 minutes here and an hour here and 2 hours there, it doesn't ever come to fruition as such. So that's the big hack. If you can't take anything away today, make sure you have 1 4-hour block every week for that big thing that you want to get accomplished.
Just before this call, I was talking to somebody and we had a Zoom call and I kept hearing ding, ding. And this is about 5 minutes into it. And I asked him what it was. And he said, oh, those are just my Skype messages. Oh. And I said, how do you get anything done? You've got 5 messages that came in while you're talking to me. I was watching you and you're looking down, reading the Skype message while I'm talking to you. mean, does that happen during the day? And he goes, yeah, it's crazy. And I think it's so important that you take your advice, blocking that 4 hours. But if you don't have the apps, sort of like freedom.io or just pausing your inbox in Gmail, it's impossible to do. And I know I was listening to Ben Cummings once, and he said that what he does is he goes over to Starbucks, and I don't know if that's possible right now, depending where you live, but you know, he just went over there every Wednesday and he just got his work done. But I mean, your advice is great, but a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they just have 1,000 different types of interruptions coming in. And I think that's what they have to control. Do you have any advice around that?
Absolutely. I mean, turn off your notifications. See, what happens is this. Number one, never check your inbox first thing in the morning. You know, that's a Tim Ferriss thing, and that's huge. Because if you, I don't know if you have thought about this before, but your inbox is nothing but a reactionary type of thing. So anybody that's emailing you wants you to do something. Okay, so you have to react and do things, right? It's not like a proactive type of process where you're taking control. So you're reacting to requests or whatever. Click here, call me, write this, do it, right? So not checking your inbox first thing in the morning. What you want to do instead is you want to plan your day before it plans you. So you want to actually know, sit down in the morning, drink your coffee, make your list, figure out what you want to accomplish that day, know your big goal that you're going to check off the list, and then, only then, should you go into your inbox. And, you know, communication is crazy right now. I mean, we have Skype, right? We have Facebook Messenger. We have the inbox. We have the phone. We have the text. I mean, we have... it's just too much. So you've got to really control the things that are coming into our life. And, you know, everybody's saying, oh, we're all ADHD and we're all the ADD right now. You know, I think we are. And it's because of technology. There's no possible way that we can keep up with the technology and get down to business. I mean, you kind of have to have a premeditated time. What I tell people when I work in corporate environments is, you know, don't check your inbox first thing in the morning. If it's insisting that you have to go to work early, check it and then get to work on time, right? But have a controlled amount of time that you're going to be in your inbox. Maybe it's from 11:30 to noon. Maybe then it's at the end of the day. Having a tagline in your inbox in your email is also really a good little secret hack. So this is your tagline. In order to serve my clients better, I'm checking my inbox twice a day. If this is urgent, call me or message me, you know, message me or whatever your favorite form of distraction is. But I will return your call and get back with you within 24 hours. So it makes you more professional. You know, in order to serve my clients better, I'm not in my inbox. I'm not living here, but I will get back with you. But if it is urgent, reach out to me via this other way. And right. that has racketed up productivity within some of the companies that I've worked with. And so it's a magic little email signature, right?
Yeah, it's off the hook. The other thing that I've used to try to funnel, because you have 10 different communication channels and it's really hard to go back and forth and it's a time waster. So I did some research and I don't know if you've heard of this, but I found this app and I have nothing to do. I don't sell anything on these talks. This is just what I use. Franz, I think it's Franz. And it channels all of your communication into one channel. And it just tells you what it's coming from. And then you can see it all come in. You can pause it. And it just makes life so easier. Have you seen anything like that?
I do not know Franz, but I'm going to definitely check it out because, you know, not have like my husband, he's a Skyper. If I don't have Skype on, he's all upset with me. You know, it's like, and Facebook Messenger drives me insane. So having it all come into one place, I think would be really, really great. You know, I have all my emails coming into one inbox and that helps me dramatically. But as far as all the other methods of communication, thanks, Norm. I'm going to check that out. That's
no
a good
problem.
Little tip.
Yeah. And one of the things when we're onboarding clients, I think it's really important. And I think the entrepreneur has to do it is manage their expectations just like they would a client. like you said, time block that 4 hours. One of the hardest things I think I found a lot of entrepreneurs having problems to do is taking care of their B and C tasks. And one of the things I do, I try to take a block of time. Kelsey knows this. I block everything. If I'm going to, you know, go for a walk, I block it out. I do this the night before, and things come up, and things change. But one of the things I love doing is blocking about half hour to an hour, and it could be broken up into two different areas, but for my C tasks, and I can get 10, 20 C tasks done just like that. And it clears the list. And that's a huge problem for entrepreneurs, is that list keeps getting bigger. And if you're even, I know people that just, you know, don't even have a list. They go from their head, which I don't know how they do it, but I work from a list. It just feels so good to get those 10 things or 20 things off in a half hour or maybe even less.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I do time management with clients, I talk about this concept of umbrellaing each day. So when I go through a time management process, it's like, okay, Monday's going to be possibly your planning day. Let's take Tuesday as an appointment day or a call day. And by the way, well, it used to be when we were out. By the way, when you're out, that's also when you can drop by and do networking and sell networking events and that thing. Maybe Wednesday is the big project day. You know, that's the day where you're really going to tackle things. So having an overarching idea of each day and what type of day it is helps people a lot keep to the routines. You know, your idea of blocking everything is exactly that. And I take it a bit further and say, okay, you know, this is going to be the networking day. This is going to be the productivity day. This is going to be the project day. This is going to be maybe the admin day. And having it that way, again, everybody thinks differently. So for some people, that works really well because they know, okay, Wednesday is the day that I'm going to really tackle the big stuff. You know, I'm going to have the wrap day on Friday and make sure everything's planned for the next week. So having those blocks of intentions is awesome. And what happens is it, as you said, it's never perfect. But if you don't, if you know what you didn't do, you know what you need to do. So if you don't have a list of everything that you want to do, you don't even know what you didn't do. So you can't do it. It's just like the people who don't have the list or don't know what they're going to accomplish. They don't know whether they accomplished anything or not because they didn't have anything to cross off, basically.
Yeah. And if you once, excuse me, that was off guard.
Bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll cough. So,
there we go. And bless you. What was I going to say? I just lost for words from that cough. We'll come back to it. How's that?
It's blocking the time and then not really, if you don't know what you should be doing, you don't know what you didn't do.
I know what I, yes. And by building the list, what you can also see is what you're doing on a repetitive basis. And these are the types of things that you can outsource. And one of the early on things that I noticed with tasks are there were so many repetitive things that were blocking me from getting my priorities done. And I could take those lists of C tasks for the most part, send them over to a VA, have them do it. And even one of the things that I don't know about you, Kathy, but one of the things that I've done over the last year, maybe two, is I have a VA check my inbox, and she goes, I use Gmail, and she color codes everything. So if it's urgent, I know it's red with a exclamation mark. If it's a receipt, she takes the receipt and files it, but she lets me know by having a green star. And we color code everything so I can take a look at my inbox. And now she clears out anything I don't need to know about. And anything that looks like spam, she automatically archives, so we keep it tight. And my inbox, I can go into it, and I might have 40 or 50 emails in it in a day, and then they get cleared out. We start fresh, and it's beautiful. So there's all sorts of little things by just creating that little list that you can just give to somebody. It costs very little, and just get so much extra time.
And, you know, a lot of people don't want to take the time to do that. So at the beginning of every time management session, we write down all the things that they do, right? And I think during COVID right now, it's really, we're getting a lot more clarity about all the little stuff we used to do that we no longer need to do, really. And we see things are falling off of our schedules, which is great. But having the clarity of knowing every single thing that you do, then, like you say, you can go and job it out. And, you know, people don't want to take the time to train people, but again, it pays to get organized. It pays to create those SOPs and those systems so that you can job it out. And then it's off your back. And then you can actually do what you want to do, which is not get stuck in the busyness of your business. You don't want to be checking boxes and, you know, checking emails and trying to weed things out. You just don't want to do it. You want to really move forward and do your dream, which is why we're all entrepreneurs. We all have that big dream, and it's not the busy stuff. And we all get saturated by the busy stuff. If you don't make the list, like you say, and figure out how to delegate the little bitsy stuff. I mean, right. I have so many entrepreneurs who are still doing QuickBooks and they absolutely hate it. It's like, why is that not jobbed out? You know, why are you still doing accounting when you hate it? And so the idea is anything on your list that you hate, definitely job that puppy out. Anything that's on your list that only you can do, then that's stuff that's at your pay grade, right? So I always say, don't do stuff below your pay grade. There's no reason to do that. Just like, you know, having someone go into your inbox and prioritize it for you is so smart. I mean, that's brilliant. That's why you get so much done, Norm, is because you have so many systems in place there.
Yeah, it is. You know what? The book I read way back was The E-Myth by Peter Gerber. And he basically was talking about the sales cycle of an entrepreneur. And something that you brought up a little bit earlier is, you know, getting that entrepreneur to have a change in their mindset. So many people want to keep things close to their chest and they don't think they have time, but by not taking the time, all they're doing is suffocating and they'll never grow. And anytime they try to bring on somebody to train, they don't train them properly. I mean, that's a whole other thing about, you know, how to train somebody, how to train somebody to work with you. But the challenge I find for the majority of entrepreneurs is, how do you put the flame under their butt to make change?
Well, you know, it's funny you say Michael Gerber, because I actually worked with his office. He lives here in San Diego. I actually organized his file system with an assistant. So he walks his talk and, you know, he implements systems like as well, you know, as what he says. But anyhow, you know, how do you light a fire? You know, you have to think about the pain point. You know, it's like, how long has it been since you've really done what you wanted to do and what you started your company for? Have you done that? Or have you just been stuck in your minutia and unable to move forward? Are you not accelerating your business? So it's, you just have to think about what's important and what's not. You know, what's important is growing and scaling and having success and doing what you love to do, which is why you started your business. And what's not important is all the little nitty picky things that you shouldn't be doing anyhow. So I think, Norm, it goes back to, again, the creating the list is clarity. That's always the beginning of every time management session is, what do you do every single day? Hey, let's just list it. And people hate that too. It's like, I don't want to list it. That's like so tedious to list everything that I do every day. That's the only way that you are going to get clarity to know what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing and having a way to job it out. Because people, I do a lot of job descriptions for assistants and VAs for clients, but you can't do a job description until you know what you need them to do. And you don't know what you need them to do until you know what you shouldn't be doing. And then once that happens, it's kind of magic. Like once you have it in writing of everything that you need someone to do, that person manifests. I mean, it's part of what really gives me jazz about organizing and energized and helping people create systems is if you have clarity on what you want, it shows up. You know, absolutely, it shows up. I mean, I help people get the guy, they get the home, they get the job promotion, they start their new company. Once they have the clarity and they can visualize it, and the clarity comes from removing all the fluff around what you think you should be doing or where you're getting stuff. If you remove all that, I call it muck. You know, if you remove the muck from your life and from your business, then you have clarity and then you reach your goals. I mean, it's kind of a magical mystery, but it works every time. So I mean, true. I could go on and on with stories about clients that have actually gotten what they wanted to get out of getting organized.
Right. So I can't agree more. Once you just organize, just my office, I have a home office. And if things start to pile up, my whole mindset is, it's so much better, so much clearer. I just have a better feel for the day going in with, my mother used to say, if you were depressed, make your bed. And not that I go into the office depressed, but if I clean up my office, let's say I set a day, things start to pile up. I do it on Saturday, you know, Saturday morning for a few minutes. It just feels that much better to just jump into the day. Everything looks good. I know where everything is. And I think by removing the muck, I mean, it really does help that.
Well, a pile is a call to action. So a pile is a traffic jam somewhere in either your space or your psyche. So a pile represents one of three things: indecision, procrastination, or avoidance. All of those things are going to be distractibles whenever you're trying to focus on your job. You know, organizers, we're always saying keep things vertical. That's why, because a pile is an unfinished something or other that's going to be weighing in the back of your mind. And you're right. If you have a pile or a couple piles sitting around your space when you're trying to work, it is a distraction. It's not going to allow you to laser focus on your task at hand. So yeah, avoiding piles at all costs is number one. Never have a pile anywhere in your life because it is just something that's not done. It's a call to action. And they're magical too. I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you have a t-shirt and then you have another t-shirt on the floor on a chair, when you come back into the room, there's going to be more there. I don't know how it happens. There's little genies or poltergeists or something that are doing it. Maybe little gnomes in your case, but they're magical. They're magical. You'll come back in and there'll be more stuff piled there. It's just bizarre, but it's true.
There is an exception to the rule, Kathy. That's socks. I don't know how, but you always get one less.
Hey, well, I have a solution for that. Have you heard of the missing sock bag?
No.
Okay. So when you find the lonely soldiers and you're like, don't put them in your drawer, throw them in a bag. I use like a pillowcase and you keep it in your laundry room. So when you find all those lonely soldiers, just throw them in the bag. And what's cool about that is they reunite while you're not watching. And when you go back and empty the bag, like once a month or once every other month, they're all there in their little glorious pairs.
There we go.
They found themselves.
All right. We're kind of winding down. I'd like to get a couple of to-dos, to-don'ts. Do you have a list of things to do, a list of things not to do?
Well, what you want to do, first off, to do is plan. Pre-plan, plan, plan, plan. Know what you're going to do the week before it starts, the following week. Know what you're going to do the day before it starts. Okay. So that's something that you have to know what you're going to do. Otherwise, at the end of the day, you don't even know what you did. I mean, how many times I've had it, we all have it. It's like, wow, what did I get accomplished today? I don't know, because the day just kind of took ourselves over. So that's a big to do, is to know what you want to do in advance of doing it. What you should not do is don't get stuck in minutia. You should always avoid repetitive tasks, as you said, job them out. Don't get stuck in the busyness of your business. You know, if there's stuff, you want to really focus on what you need to get done, not all the small stuff, the distractions. What you should do is absolutely have that 4-hour block of time every week to get things accomplished that you want to get done. You know, the big thing, right? That's going to jetpack you forward for success. You want to have that 4-hour block. What you don't want to do is you don't want to spend all day trying to catch up. You don't want to also check your emails first thing in the morning, or don't have your inbox turned on all day. I mean, I have clients who say, I have to keep my inbox on because, you know, someone might want something. It's like, yeah. So No, don't do that. Go into your inbox in premeditated group blocks of time. You know, it's like Skype, what is it called? You know, Skype your inbox, whatever that tactical thing is for fighting, you know, be strategic about your inbox, basically. Oh, is it Skype? Is that what it is?
For your inbox?
Yeah, we're not Skype. I think, you know, Skype because now it's another thing, but you know, basically strategically go into your inbox. Don't just keep it on all day long, and don't keep you know, other notifications and bells and whistles ringing. Turn off, my phone is silenced, my messengers is silenced when I'm actually doing tasks. I have one of my CEOs, when we work from home, this is the thing too, is avoid distractions. So one of my clients, he has different hats that he wears. You would love this. He has different hats that he wears based on what type of job he's doing for his. So he has like a fire hat where he's putting out some other people's fire. He has a big project construction hat whenever he's in deep thought and construction. And this allows his family to know what he's doing and whether he can be disturbed at the time. If you have people walking by your desk, you know, turn your desk away or shut the door. Raise a flag. You can have a little flag. You just have fun with it, but show your family somehow that you're not to be disturbed. And you know, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to change a habit. So it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks of you keep telling them over and over, do not disturb me during when the flag's raised or when the hat's on or whatever, because I'm in deep thought. So, you know, eliminate the distractions around your workspace and set up your workspace for success. You want to have all your tools within arm's reach. It's that million-dollar real estate idea, right? So the average US person, the executive that gets up in a corporate environment to try to get a ream of paper or whatever, they're gone 8 minutes. How long do you think an entrepreneur is gone?
Yeah.
18 minutes. They're gone
18?
18 minutes because they have Fido out there. They have the fridge. They have possibly the wife or the kid that's just before they can come back to their desk and get back to work.
Wow.
So keep everything within arm's reach in your work environment and make sure that your work environment is safe from distractions. So I think that's number one for remote workers. And you know, I talk about this in the free gift that we're going to give out, the 6 steps to organize your amazing home office. It's like eliminate the distractions and take control of your environment. You know, it's a very important thing for people working from home, remote working.
Well, you just gave me an idea about the client that you have with the hats. I'm going to put a ribbon in my beard. There we go. If the kids look at me or if my wife looks at me, if I have a red ribbon, a yellow ribbon, they'll know.
They know not to come in and talk to you. You know,
There.
you've got it. Everybody has their own thing, but you definitely need one because otherwise, and you know, hey, let's not base on the families, but they don't really know. They think you're just working and they think it's not a big deal and they don't know your brain's 50 year light years away. So yeah, I think having the, I love that. Oh, I got to see a picture of
All
that.
right, I'll send you a picture. So
Yay.
I
That
think
way you know not to
we're
disturb you.
yes, exactly. So I think we're coming to the end, unless you have anything else you'd like to add. And I know we'll talk about the giveaway in a second.
Not really, you know, it's just like full speed ahead with thought. You know, you can really accelerate your business if you stop and pause and see what you shouldn't be doing and figure out a way to job it out effectively. That's really the kicker right there. Job out the small stuff and make sure to give yourself room to breathe to create the new stuff, which is that 4 hour block every week. That's huge. You'll be amazed. And I want to hear back from someone who really did that big thing that they've been trying to do for 2 years. You'll knock it off probably in a month, 16 hours of time, it'll be
Wow.
done.
Well, I will let you know if I hear back from anybody. So I think that comes to the end of the show. I really want to, or the call, I really want to appreciate, like we just talked about this the other day, and I said, this is perfect. Can you come on? And you jumped on right away. Kathy, I know that you have something special for anybody that's listening. It's a free giveaway. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about that?
So it's six steps to organize your amazing home office. Everyone can use a little bit of tweak to make your home office more effective and more efficient. So if you go to KathyBurns.com, that's K-A-T-H-I, Burns.com, you could download your free gift right there, and it'll give you six steps to really get clarity on what you can do to move your business forward and to create more success in your life. So it's a freebie. It's a little report. Have at it. I'd love for you all to have it. Again, it's KathyBurns.com, KathyBurns.com. Just go there and you can download it right away.
And tell us a little bit about your new book.
I have How to Master Your Muck. And it's being revised with a new edition specifically for entrepreneur work at home remote workers. This edition covered everything that you need to know to organize a business, be it corporate or whatever. The new one's going to be much more about remote workers, setting up your space for success. So it'll be a Master Your Muck 2.0.
Perfect. So if anybody's trying to reach you, trying to get organized, where can they contact you?
They can contact me at Kathy, again, K-A-T-H-I, at organizedandenergized.com. So organizedandenergized.com is the website. You can find a whole bunch of stuff and a bunch of articles and blogs and help tips and products. I have home office organizing course. I also have Home Organizing Made Simple course, so where you can organize your home from the front door to the back door. There's all sorts of resources there for you. And again, just grab your free report, though, to start out with, and then you can check me out. You'll get links to check out the brand new website, which is Organized and Energized.
Fantastic. So thank you for coming on, and I can't wait to download my copy. And also, I guess next Thursday or this Thursday coming up, your hubby. So Rob Burns will be coming on talking about video marketing. But thank you, Kathy, for coming on short notice. I really appreciate it. And Kelsey, we're just closing out here. So tell everybody what they need to do.
You can follow us on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, TikTok. We have everything. So, just search Norm Farrar, Norman Farrar, and you should be able to find us there. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for tuning in. Lunch with Norm, this Tuesday edition. And check us out next Thursday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. See you later.
Thanks, Norm. Lunch with Norm.